Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Quarter 4 FY26 and Full Year FY26 conference call of Vertis Infrastructure Trust. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Today, from the management side, we have with us Joint CEO, Mr. Gaurav Channa, and CFO, Mr. Abhishek Chajer. I would now like to hand the call over to CFO Mr. Abhishek Chajer for his opening remarks and business updates. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. FY26 has been an important year for Vertis Infratrust, one where we delivered simultaneously on scale, performance, financial discipline and governance. We entered the year with 17 operational assets and we exit with 28 assets comprising 12 toll and balance annuity and HAM assets across 9 states covering over 8,400 lane kilometers. Our AUM grew by 43% to 272 billion or 27,000 crores following the acquisition of 12 PNC assets, 11 HAM and 1 toll. Our portfolio mix now stands at 70-30, toll to annuity, providing a well-balanced combination of upside participation and cash flow certainty. I am also pleased to share that we continued our track record of operational and financial outperformance during the year, with 4.3% beat on toll revenue, 1.3% on operating cost, and 91 basis points reduction in our cost of debt. These outcomes reflect not only disciplined acquisition and underwriting, but also our ability to improve assets post-acquisition through operational focus, technology intervention, and strong corporate finance capabilities. Moving to the traffic, our portfolio delivered 9.9% growth for full year against a projection of 5.5%. Further, 7-year CAGR, CAGR basis, portfolio has strong traffic growth of 7.2%. This performance is supported by a portfolio which is well diversified across logistics corridor, cargo types, as well as trip lengths. Total revenue grew 13.1% for full year FY26. The total operating revenue for FY26 came in at 40 billion or 4,004 crores. With a healthy EBITDA margin of 88%. Coming to annuities, all Q4 annuities were received on and before due date, a track record that directly supports NDCF predictability and distribution reliability. Our cost of debt reduced by 91 basis points, as I mentioned earlier, from 8.23% to 7.32% at the year end, making us one of the lowest cost of borrowers amongst scaled InvITs. Our outstanding debt stands at 115 billion with residual maturity of 11.6 years, with a scattered payment schedule profile running over through 2042, significantly limiting refinancing risks. Well-lending partners across banks, development financial institutions, DFIs, multilets, capital markets are a liability framework is diversified, rate cycle agnostic, and built for long term. With net debt to AUM at 41.3%, we have significant headroom for the growth. Our unit holder received distribution of 18,120 million in FY26, translating to DPU of 12 rupees per unit. For Q4, we delivered distribution of 3 rupees 63 paisa per unit. It is important to note that in Q1, distribution was lower primarily on account of acquisition of 12 PNC assets, which completed in late May 25, where NUT realized prior to acquisition were used for repaying the debt in line with requirement of SEBI-NDCF guidelines. Since formation of Vertis InvIT in August 22, cumulative distribution stands at 57.09 rupees per unit or 49,171 million in aggregate. During FY26, multiple projects of Vertis received recognitions. To name few, International Safety Awards from British Safety Council, National Feather Award from Safety Excellence and Carbon Reduction, Association Achievers Award for Sustainable Practices, and Ateli Narnol also received 5-star rating from NHAI Authority for Highways Maintenance Standard. In addition, we received Platinum Award from LACP, League of American Communication Professionals, for our annual report. This is an improvement from previous year where we received Gold Award. Few other updates for this quarter. During the previous quarter, or Q4 FY26, we signed supplementary agreement fixing the GRICL concession period to March 38. Also, we concluded the transition of SEPL Shillong Expressway Private Limited smoothly as concession expired in February 26. On public listing, we have formally commenced the public listing process. We will further update as things progresses. Now on regulatory side, we'll update on three updates. First on WPI linking factor circular. NHAI proposed revision from 1.641 to 1.561 has been challenged by industry, and the Delhi High Court has kept in abeyance, directing authority to consider industry representation. Industry has already made the representation. Now the matter is pending with authority. There is no further update post last earning call on this matter. Second, SEBI amendment effective April 26 are broadly positive, permitting SPV contribution post-concession expiry, SPV continuation post-concession expiry, expanding surplus fund investment universe, allowing greenfield exposure up to 10% for private InvITs, and extending end use of leverage beyond 49% for major maintenance and refinancing. Collectively, these amendments reflect maturing regulatory framework. On MLFF, the barrierless tolling pilot launched at Choriasi Plaza in May 26 is an important structural development. Vertis has already implemented single lane free flow SLSS at one of the RSTV DBCPN with 100% increase in throughput, demonstrating our commitment to operational groundwork that MLF adoption will require. Now, as we enter FY26, we remain conscious of evolving microeconomic environment and potential headwinds arising from Middle East war. For the highway sector, both for traffic growth and input cost inflation. Gas-based industries such as ceramics, tiles, fertilizers has been impacted. Bitumen price has increased to 80,000 rupees per ton versus average of 48,000 in Q4. Given that major maintenance across most of projects is performance linked, we are rephasing MM cycle by few months until prices normalize. We will continue to closely monitor the situation. In summary, FY26 was a year where Vertis demonstrated that scale, performance and financial discipline can be delivered simultaneously. We doubled our portfolio, outperformed on traffic, revenue cost, reduced our cost of debt to 7.3% and returned 1812 million or 1800 crores to our investors. This track record reflects not merely portfolio construction, but broadly philosophy of resilience, stability, and long-term cash flow quality. We remain grateful for trust placed in us and committed to compounding infrastructure capital responsibly over the long term. We are now happy to take questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us today. In case you have any questions which you want to discuss separately, please feel free to reach us. Thank you very much again.
Thank you. On behalf of Vertis Infrastructure Trust, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining with us, and you may now disconnect your lines.